This photo, taken in a Kansas City airport, has grabbed national attention with over 300,000 views on Twitter since its release this past weekend. In it, Transportation Security Administration agents are patting down a baby while his mother holds him. This is the latest of a series of TSA screening procedures that has sparked a public outcry.
Wow. That says something bad about our society, that we really have people, or we think we have people, that will put bombs on their infants.
In response to the incident, the TSA stated that it had, quote, determined that the officers involved followed proper screening procedures. After the child's stroller alarmed during explosive screening, officers followed protocol to conduct additional screening on members of the family, unquote. This case is only one of many measures that has aroused public anger. Less than a month ago, a 6-year-old girl was recorded undergoing the same screening process. Her parents, who did not want her to be pat down but felt pressured by TSA agents, spoke about how they felt about the incident.
We struggle to teach our child to protect themselves, to say no, to say it's, you know, it's not okay for folks to touch me in this way, in these areas. Yet here we are, you know, saying, okay, well, it's okay for these people. We feel that for children especially, the answer should always be no, that there needs to be different screening procedures, especially for children. And if we don't find other ways, we're then making them more vulnerable to people that would harm them in that manner.
Former Miss USA Susie Castillo also gave an emotional plea recently after similarly being pat down.
I'm crying because I'm just really, really upset that as an American, I have to go through this. And I do feel violated. I didn't think that I would when I had to opt out of the machine, but I completely feel violated.
Professor Philip Brenner of American University discussed the psychology of fear behind these and similar security measures.
What the project that the TSA is operating under is a scare project. It's very reminiscent of the late 1940s and early 1950s when the United States had little children, including me, duck under their desks to, in case the Soviets sent an atomic bomb to the United States, we would be saved. Of course, we'd be killed.
TSA agents have also been caught stealing items from passengers going through screenings and selling the goods online.
The TSA said it's looking into its security screenings to find another way to check babies and young children. But until that time, these stories will continue, as will the outrage following them. Mara Janasi, Press TV, Washington.